RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Hello, this is Rob Abel, MD, the Wizard of Oz. And today I thought we'd look into what do your eyes really need for fuel? The eye is a biochemical workshop. It's a bag of water with two lenses, a cornea and a crystalline lens. And light passes through it and lands on the carpet of retinal receptors. So what does the body really need to feed the eye? Well, of course, you need the lungs have to work and get oxygen. The heart has to work to distribute the oxygen. And you need a clear media so that light can get into the eye. But the retina, the back portion of the eye, is actually an extension of the brain. And therefore, what is good for the eye is good for the brain, especially since 40% of what the brain does comes through that little old pupil. So I'm talking about nutrition. And we don't always get the right foods or in the right amounts, or we don't know if they're grown right or fished right. So let's go down the list. The first thing is omega-3 fatty acids. Those are the good fats, especially fish oil, which is EPA, and algae oil, which is DHA, which is the father of the omega-3s. 30% of the brain is omega-3. 50% of the retina is omega-3. So all membranes, whether it's your retinal receptors, whether lens fibers, or the mitochondria that do all the workstation work in the cells, require omega-3. Then we have vitamin D. We don't know how it works, but now the fifth study has come out showing that normal vitamin D blood levels, that's D3, reduces the risk of macular degeneration. Well, that's good enough for me. Obviously, D works a lot because it's an immune modulator. It is an anti-cancer, turns off two genes, does things for the bones and the rest of the body. And we know an article came out that says for dry eyes, vitamin D is also anti-inflammatory. It's been well known that D is necessary for maintaining cognitive function, and that people with the major neurodegenerative diseases, ALS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and MS, have low vitamin D levels. So that's enough to keep it on your list. It's also enough to keep it on your memory list, since it's known to improve the memory as well. Next comes lutein. Lutein is a carotenoid in the family of vitamin A and beta carotene. And it's only been really discovered since the 1990s. But continuous studies have shown that macular degeneration patients have lower macular optical pigment density, i.e. lutein. And that lower macular lutein and zeaxanthin contribute to that. Supplementation by green leafy vegetables, especially chard, greens, and spinach are good sources, but people don't always get those. So supplementing is a critical thing. Now, if you're behind the eight ball, taking 20 or 30 milligrams is not really the answer, because 10 milligrams a day is great, and 6 milligrams is good for a normal person. If you take too much of any one nutrient, you may be blocking other nutrients in the same transportation system, like vitamin A, beta-carotene, hispidine, lycopene, etc. So we know that lutein and its buddy zeaxanthin, they're sort of isomers, that they work together and are sort of the same compound redistributed. So it's a chemical change. Glutathione. Glutathione is a major antioxidant enzyme and is one of the few ways to get rid of certain toxins from the liver. It protects the eye, the retina, the lens, etc. NAC is one of those precursors for glutathione. Cysteine, glycine, and glutein are all important to build glutathione, which is one of the major supporters of health. CoQ10 is not specific to the eye, but it strongly inhibits statin drugs and its need to be replenished to keep up energy in the body. Vitamin A, well, we know that's good for night vision and for dry eyes. Low vitamin A causes night blindness, and dry eyes and very low vitamin A can even cause death. Pleasant thought, of course. Vitamin C is important because it's the king of antioxidants. It's water-soluble and circulates and fills the electron needs of the fat or cell-based antioxidants. Bilberry, not a big player, but improves night vision. Supposedly, at the Battle of Britain, the English had bilberry jam, which is like huckleberry or mulberry, and were able to see better at night than the Germans. Taurine is a protein that is the only one that's not bound and is found in high concentrations in the retina. It's also found from meat and fish, but it depends on what those meat and fish are fed. B12 and other Bs are made by bacteria, and you may not be getting it in your food because of all the antibiotics. Zinc is important as well because it's a necessary coenzyme with magnesium and others. Alpha-lipoic acid is another energy source of cellular metabolism, and it helps antioxidant-wise, etc. Ginkgo biloba improves blood flow to the retina, so that's really important in diabetes. Selenium and chromium are coenzymes to other items. Selenium is with vitamin E. So what we have is a combination of vitamins that are normally found in foods, and some minor vitamins like boron, resveratrol, pycnogenol, etc. But those are not critically important for the eye. We know our eye is deficient, said the 75th Congress in 1937. Our diet is deficient, and we have to supplement. And we know that elderly people over 75 have at least 5 different medications they take, though at least 50% of them do. So there's a definite need for nutritional support. The ARID study showed that a combination of vitamins, vitamin beta-carotene, which is A, C, E, and zinc, actually deterred the progression of macular degeneration. So one of the most common sets of vitamins comes out are called the ARIDS formula. But they have tripled the level of zinc, which is dangerous and inhibits other things like calcium, which is necessary for bones. And it has copper, which has been shown to double your risk of Alzheimer's. So you have to be keen in looking at what a good vitamin is. My partner Randy Bellows and I created iComplex CS. We have 23 of these essential nutrients plus the magnesium that supports the eye, the brain, and the health of your body. Those are the kind of vitamins you need to take, and you will see an improvement in glare and night vision within a week. So those are critical items. You can get them by ordering through iComplexCS.com or calling 844-414-EYES or 3937. 844-414-3937. So the health of your eyes is not only important to your eyes, it's important to your general well-being, to your brain. Taking some vitamins in non-toxic low levels is very important. Taking extremely low levels, like in Centrum, are a nice idea, but basically just an aperitif. And the key is we need you to stay well, see well, and be well. So nourish your vision, wear sunglasses, exercise, look at the amount of fat or sugar in your diet, etc. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring about vision. And of course, stay well.